Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. On Thursday, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos published a post on Medium that AMI, which publishes the National Enquirer, told him it would publish embarrassing photos of him if he did not publicly state that the Enquirer's coverage was not politically motivated. Instead of doing that, Bezos posted two emails from the Enquirer. One was from Howard Dillon, chief content officer at AMI, describing the photos it had of Bezos and a woman named Lauren Sanchez, whom Bezos is said to be having an affair with. A separate email from AMI Deputy General Counsel John Fine proposed terms wherein Bezos would publicly affirm that there was no political connection to AMI's coverage and that AMI would agree not to publish the texts and photos. Bezos' private security consultant Gavin DeBecker believes leaks of the images were politically motivated. In response to Bezos' post, AMI said it believed it has acted lawfully, but that its board has begun an investigation. TechCrunch reports that many iOS apps use services like Glassbox that record screens when customers use the apps in order to replay them to observe interactions in order to improve the interface. Mobile expert The App Analyst recently discovered that Air Canada's iOS app wasn't properly masking these recordings, meaning personal information like passport and credit card numbers were being sent in the recordings. Apple has subsequently told TechCrunch it is informing developers that they must properly disclose the use of screen recording or remove any such functionality. Sources tell Axios that Facebook is building unified messaging for businesses so that they can access and manage Instagram direct messages alongside messages in Facebook Messenger itself. The report echoes a similar story from the New York Times last week that Facebook was also unifying their back-end consumer messaging products. Facebook also updated Messenger to allow users to delete messages from a conversation after sending them for up to 10 minutes. The feature rolled out to Android and iOS users this week. Germany's Federal Cartel Office, meanwhile, told Facebook it cannot combine information from Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook without getting voluntary consent from the user. Facebook must also get voluntary consent in order to combine information from third parties with Facebook data. A checkbox to agree to these terms would not be sufficient, according to the FCO. Facebook has a month to challenge the ruling. Google Fiber announced that they will be ending service in Louisville, Kentucky, and will not charge for the final 2 months of service for subscribers. The announcement blames the departure on faulty infrastructure decisions to place their lines in shallow trenches, which have proved unreliable and would require a full reinstallation. Reuters reports that, according to sources, German ministers and telecom operators discussed Wednesday whether to keep Huawei out of the market to build 5G service in Germany. The sources say no consensus has been reached, but a decision could come out next week. Disney CEO Bob Iger confirmed that Captain Marvel will be the first Marvel movie to come to Disney Plus exclusively instead of to another streaming service. Disney has also ordered 10 episodes of Diary of a Female President from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend writer Elana Pena. It will be produced by CBS TV Studios for Disney Plus. Iger also said that Disney intends to take Hulu International once it becomes the majority owner after its acquisition of the majority of Fox is complete. Iger also said that FX will output content to Hulu. Spotify announced it has acquired the podcasting company Gimlet and the podcasting mobile platform Anchor. The company also updated their terms of service to explicitly ban ad blocking on the service. According to the new terms, circumventing and blocking advertisements in the Spotify service can result in either immediate termination or suspension of service without warning. The new TOS goes into effect March 1st. And finally, Sprint filed a lawsuit against AT&T in the Southern District of New York, claiming the company's use of 5G Evolution on phones was false advertising and damages the reputation of the 5G standard. The complaint cited a survey commissioned by Sprint that found that 54% of consumers thought 5GE was the equivalent or better than 5G. The suit seeks an injunction preventing AT&T from using the terms on phones and in advertising. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.